an anatomy lesson today in The Tangent. I can't wait. Let's go.
It's The Tangent with The Fred Show.
Giving you all the shit we couldn't talk about on air.
Good morning, everybody. I guess it's morning. It's afternoon. It could be night. I don't know. It's morning for us when we are taping The Tangent in the Tangina studio.
oh, different from normal?
Yeah. No, oh, we okay. have, no, guys. This,
what does it look like?
Reimagine The Tangina studio. This is what this is now. It's a whole different space for us to be creative within. You know what I'm saying? Do you know that we were talking off the air about things that maybe men, and I'm sure there are many things that men don't know about women because you guys are far more complicated than we are. And maybe there are things that you don't know about us, but do you know that I'm pretty sure I taught Angie the thing about the birth control pill. I don't think she knew that until I said something about it.
She also didn't know that you could like have your... you could be de-virginized in that classic sense before you actually had sex.
She
remember
didn't know
when
that?
She learned that live on air?
Yeah,
yeah, she
oh,
thought
yeah.
everything,
like,
because like some
a
girls
horse
don't read, and she didn't know that. And I was like, dude, what?
Yeah,
like,
there's
you're a woman.
Other ways it could happen.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
horseback riding
so she's
camp,
learning
shout
stuff.
Out.
You're
doing
right.
the splits.
The splits, the old horseback ride.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wow.
No, yeah. She may deny it, but I'm 100% certain that I one day said to her, you know, you can skip your period if you just keep taking the pill. And she's like, that's not true.
I was so confused by this.
I swear that she had not heard that before. Because I think she was like, I'm going on vacation or something. I'm like, why don't you, at the time, maybe she was on the, I don't mean to talk
right.
to, about her like this, but it was a conversation. And then it was, I'm pretty sure I'm like, no, you can just keep taking it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Somehow I knew that. But yeah, you didn't know that?
How did you know that?
I learned it
yesterday.
Yesterday
so
because
did I.
Kaylin walks in like it's whatever, 7 in the morning, and Kaylin walks
okay,
in.
Okay, let's not get Kaylin in trouble for how she talks at
And
work.
Then she was just like, hey, Christy, good morning. You ever skip your period? I was like, what are you guys talking about here?
Okay.
I didn't even ask questions. I was like, no, but
yeah.
You know, you can if you want.
I actually asked her about her birth control method, and
I haven't had my period in 5 years.
Asked
so.
If she was comfortable first with the question.
I wouldn't worry about all that. This is The Tangent. It's sort of. I think everybody knows that at this point, we all know so much about each other that the rules don't really apply. I mean, I think everyone's appropriate.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a girl-to-girl pyramid conversation. But yeah, so I was wondering if she's ever done it because I knew it was possible. But I've had friends who've done it, but I have never done it myself. And I was like considering.
Oh, are you trying to not have it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was asking her about that because I know that Paulina is just all willy-nilly out here in these streets. And
was in these streets.
Well, no. Like in terms of your
lady time?
Yeah.
Oh.
You have never been on the pill.
Yeah, I don't take birth.
Yeah, you're all natural. So it just happens when it happens, right?
I know. I've had this conversation with her for years.
What?
She won't.
I've never taken birth control.
Wow.
I tried the NuvaRing when I was 20 and it fell out and I was
it fell out in the hallway, didn't it? Here,
that was
that's
not
right.
me.
Okay, that's
there was actually a NuvaRing on the floor of the radio station in the hallway out there. There was just a random NuvaRing just sitting there.
Oh, I guess you were lying.
Yeah, you may not have been here. It was just sitting on the laying on the ground.
Uh-huh. It was in front of the Spanish station, though. We had a Spanish station here.
That's true.
So it's like, I don't know what happened if somebody was just maybe no underwear walking around and it just fell.
We were all accusing people of like who it was.
I have no idea, but literally the radio station on the floor of the hallway, there was a NuvaRing just sitting there.
Paulina, pick it up.
I know, right? Damn. I can't believe I did that again. No, I did that when I was like 20. I mean, it was during intercourse. So, you know, it came out and I was like, I'm not putting this back in, but I've never been on birth control. Wow. I'm not against it. I'm not a doctor, so don't at me. But for me personally, I just didn't want it really messing with me. But I know that it doesn't. And I know there's other types and there's a whole spiel on that. But I just never wanted it personally.
I don't know how I knew that you could skip. I don't know how I knew that.
Yeah, I was wondering that.
Maybe I learned it. I think I maybe learned it in college. I took that I learned a lot of shit in that human sexuality class that I took.
And also,
your
by
mom
the way,
sat down you and your sister at the same time?
No. My mom and I have never talked about that. My sister and I don't talk about it. Like, I'm telling you, you guys think I'm a weirdo. But I grew up with two women, and we never discussed. It wasn't that things weren't allowed to be discussed. It's just like when it came to using the bathroom, when it came to any of that, we didn't discuss it outwardly. You know, like somebody wouldn't come in and go, I have diarrhea. Like, we just didn't do it. We kept the stuff in the bathroom to ourselves. If I was sick as a kid and my mom was like, what are your symptoms? I would tell her. But, you know, it wasn't like, I don't know. Some people are way more open about what's happening with their body. And I understand why, because it's natural. We just weren't.
That's okay.
And so I'm uncomfortable with it to this day, which people then make the argument, oh, you're a guy, you don't want to hear about periods because you're immature. It's like, no, I have nothing to offer to that topic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's gross. I don't think it's anything. I just, what can I say?
Well, now you're on gynecology TikTok, so you're learning a lot from.
I've already known a lot. I know a lot of stuff. I'm telling you, I don't know. Maybe I'm just observant or something, but I know a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Well, you like to learn, and I feel like there is a scientific aspect. I mean, of, you know, and by the way, you're not supposed to skip your period. I should say that. Like, you're not supposed to do that.
I've heard there's no actual medical reason to have it unless you're trying to have a kid. That's what someone told me. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah,
again,
I'm
not
just saying when you're prescribed the pill, there, you know, you're supposed to do it as instructed. So, like, I want to say that. Don't try that at home. You're not supposed to do that.
You don't need it, though. You're right.
Right.
Because I haven't had it in 5 years. I don't need it.
Yeah.
Unless I want to have a baby.
You don't need it.
Because there are some pills, and I know that IUD is this way, and I think there are other pills where it's designed such that you have it quarterly or not at all.
Or don't have it. Yep.
Which some people I know, I guess if I were a girl, that's what I would do. But what I hear from women oftentimes is that they sort of like the process, not like the process, but they sort of, they're aware that they're not pregnant. They're aware that things are regular and healthy. I don't know. Me, I'd be cool. From what it sounds like, I'd be cool never having to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just me. But yeah, what else did you learn, Rufio? I mean, you're married to a woman. How did you not know that?
Like, I don't know. Jess has, I mean, I have a child.
Yeah,
Jess hasn't been on birth control since,
Well, I didn't know if that was like some people.
I didn't know.
Birth
I don't
control,
know.
And then they come off it. My sister, I don't think it's any secret. She was on birth control. She stopped taking it, expecting that it was going to be months and months and months before it was out of her system fully. Mm-hmm. And the first month she got pregnant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that much I know. So I'm assuming she went back on it until she's ready to do it again. I'm assuming. I don't know this. I don't mean to talk about her.
No, no. Like she stopped using. Jess doesn't use birth control anymore. No.
So
like,
you guys,
it's not like I ask questions about, like,
yeah,
it's not like, I mean,
like, are you supposed to get it
was like,
right now?
I don't have a sister and it's just me and my brother and it's not like we have to have conversation about that. So I don't know. Like, I know I've heard the thing about women's cycling syncing up, right? Like they'll have,
oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
That's a true thing, right?
Yeah.
Like if you hang out with whatever, the same people all the time.
Yeah, sometimes if I want to get it early, I'll like sniff a friend's armpit.
Stop it.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It works?
Uh-huh, and you can get it early. If you're not on birth control.
I didn't know that worked.
Yeah, you can kind of get it early if you, because I mean, being around the hormones makes it come quicker. So I've done that before.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like I know more than most. I don't know why. I mean, I think it's reasonable. I think men should have an understanding of what our female counterparts are experiencing, but I don't, you know.
Right.
I don't need to know too much because I just don't. I really don't know what I can offer to that, and I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, it's kind of bathroom talk. I know it's natural, and no one should be shamed for talking about it, but I don't get into my stuff either.
Right.
But the birth control pill is. It's an unfair onus to be put on women, but unfortunately, unless you're into condoms, there is no other method that's like it for men. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, if there were a pill for men and yet we still put that on women all the time, then I think that's screwed up.
There
but, like,
is.
There isn't a pill for men.
No, they tested a pill for men. But
there's
the only
not
reason,
a pill for
yes,
men.
Yes, they did. It's just not on the market because
well, then,
the side effects
there's
included
no pill for men.
Emotional outbursts and the men didn't like it.
Yeah,
so
there,
it wasn't put on the market.
Then there isn't a pill for men because it's not on the market, so I can't get it.
It was invented, but the people didn't want to put it on the market because they said men wouldn't buy it because of the side effects. But we deal with the side effects all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good for Jeopardy, but I don't, there isn't, I cannot go to the doctor right now and get a pill is my point because I would. I would take that on myself. I think that's reasonable, but there isn't. So I feel like, you know, you get in a relationship and you're like, what's going to be our method? And the only thing I can really offer is a condom, which is reasonable, except that people in relationships don't like to use condoms if they don't have to. So, I've had that conversation before. I think it's unfair, but we'll learn. What else? I mean, you don't learn anything else? What about you, Jason? I mean, you don't.
He learns too much.
I learned a lot.
He's over it.
How do you, where do you, just from hearing these guys talk?
Yeah, from like just being friends with girls and then also like watching porn. I've learned a lot recently.
What have you learned in porn? About women. This is good.
Watching porn with women?
Yeah, sometimes I like to switch it up.
Oh my God,
you know what
I love
saying?
That.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I didn't know that squirting was a thing.
Oh, God.
Right?
Uh-huh.
You didn't? Angie and I were arguing about it at dinner. You don't remember that?
I don't remember that.
He was too busy
yes,
with that meet and greet.
Yes, because I was on a business meeting.
Right, I was working. I also thought it just was insertion that, like, got you guys finished, but that's not. There's some other place you have to touch.
It's mostly external, isn't it, for a lot of people?
Yeah. There's two different like main kinds of orgasms. One's external and one's internal, but a lot of women can't get the internal G-spot orgasm, and so mostly it's clitoris.
But like even if you can get both, it's only really like the first 2 or 3 inches, from what I understand, that does much of anything. Like from a nerve standpoint
depends on where
or
your
whatever.
G-spot is. You could, it's placed differently in every.
Oh, I didn't
machine.
Think it was like 8 inches away in any case.
No,
because like, I've heard the argument that like some women like really large man parts, but it doesn't. I guess medically, it doesn't really matter beyond a certain point
right.
as far as effectiveness
there
is concerned.
There also needs to be like an angle. Like you need to have a pillow under you or something. It's not just like you stick it in and then she gets an orgasm, which a lot of guys think. You know,
oh, that's crazy because that's what happens to me every single
yeah,
time.
I'm sure.
What are you talking about?
She's
I stick
like,
it in.
Get off me.
And then every single time.
Let me call my Uber. Here we go.
It's amazing. I'm just that good.
Wow.
What else?
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Is there any questions you guys have about guys? Like,
no,
yeah.
I know everything about you guys.
Yeah, is there anything? There's nothing. I mean, I think you guys think that we look at each other's dicks all the time, like in certain settings. I've heard that.
Yeah.
No.
In this room.
I go to the bathroom, I'm looking straight
at myself.
Over here.
I think you guys think that we pretend that it's a vagina a lot and like stick it between our legs.
What?
Well, these are all things I've heard at work.
Well, I have guy friends who have like done the mangina to be funny, but like
I don't
think that happens all the time.
I'm trying to think what else I've heard people think that we do. I don't know. No.
You guys are pretty simple creatures.
We really are. We really are.
And like your parts hang out. There's nothing really internal. And
yeah. I don't know. It's pretty simple. But that's why I say you guys have much more going on. There's much more for us to know and understand.
Okay.
And attempt to what?
Sometimes when I go out, I only shave my legs up to my knee if that's all that's going to show.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah, I'll do that. Sometimes when I shower and my hair falls out, I take it and I curl it around the shower to throw away later. And I just leave it there.
Ew.
Do you guys do like the Aquaman thing in the shower?
I'm being honest.
Like
yeah.
when there's like hair on the wall, like you put your arm out there so let the water run all the way down to your fingertips
to make the
hair go down? Like you
Sometimes.
Like I shoot it like I'm Spider-Man. You don't do that, Fred?
To
no.
get the hair
Are you five?
What?
No, I don't.
Yeah. I use the head. Like
no
the
way. I'll be
head.
Like, yo, Spider-Man. And then like the water drips down my arm all the way down to the thing.
By the way, on your, and I'll get to Keon's question, but on your thing about shaving, do you know how many times in my single days, which are current,
now.
Do you know how many times I've heard women go, oh, we can't do anything I didn't shave, and
That's
then we still wind up
ask.
Doing anything? We still wind up doing stuff? Really? Like, if I'm that into it, I really don't care.
Okay, I was going to ask if you care. Because I know you don't mind, like, a longer situation.
Oh, you know I like a little bush.
But do you mind
I do.
If there's, like, 70 like style. A prickle situation? Oh. Like,
I don't,
if a girl...
No, not 70 style. I want edited. I want edited.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But I do like a little something there.
He likes right. the landing
But what about
strip.
If it's, like, prickly? Oh.
Ooh. I don't care. Like, honestly.
I think men don't care. I mean,
if it's a choice of doing it or not doing it based on.
Right. You're not calling a girl back because she had, like, hairy legs or
no.
a prickly vagina.
No, but I've heard it before. Like, you know, I didn't shave today because I don't
oh,
want to.
That's me. Yeah.
I don't want to do anything. Like somehow that was the avoidance technique. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah that doesn't
like,
work.
It's how you tell yourself, like, you're not going to have sex with a guy. Don't shave because
right.
it's not going
right.
to happen.
Yeah, no.
Fred's
right.
like, well, this position, I won't feel your legs at all. So let's just do it this
Ooh.
Way.
Huh.
What?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, tuck your legs back.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
are you thinking?
Pretzel.
Tuck your
Just
legs
saying.
Back.
There's what points you where you won't feel that part of your leg. You know what I'm saying? Just,
yeah.
Just,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know what
See,
you're
that's
saying.
The thing. Like, men don't understand anything about you guys, and yet I think it's like. It's
okay, so you pretty, don't care. That's cool.
No, I mean, I do, but I'm saying. You don't have questions back for us because there's
no,
not.
No, I'm saying you don't care about the prickle.
Oh,
yeah,
no. I don't care about that. I mean, look, I obviously, if I have a preference, I prefer not. But, you know, if you're telling me that that's my choice, either I get some and it's a little prickly or I don't get some because it's prickly, I take option A.
Right.
That's just me.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Do
what? Go
I
ahead.
Don't know.
Go ahead.
It might be a little too dirty. Have
go
you
ahead.
Ever had. Intercourse on during the time?
Oh, not on purpose.
Okay.
No, some guys don't care. That's not. I don't. No, I don't mean. I don't like the sight of my own blood, so I'm not trying to.
Well, yeah, that would be wild if it was like very
But it's happened. It happens. I think anyone is in a relationship or whatever. It happens accidentally sometimes. I guess.
Yeah,
it happens accidentally all the time with me because of the IUD. Like if you accidentally hit it, boom, there it is.
Oh.
If you touch it, boom, it's there.
But that's not. That's not Ooh. That. That's
yeah,
you
it's
injured
painful
something.
Too. Yeah. So I cried one time during because I was like, this is too. I started crying. My ex was like, what's happening?
Like, where does that sit? Like
so much. There's so much.
Yeah.
It was painful. It was very painful.
High up.
Just be careful if you're having sex with a girl with an IUD. Just like know where it's located and avoid it.
I don't know.
How
if
do you, avoid it?
You can't really,
you
can't really do that.
So there's just like a string that's attached to it. If you hit that, sometimes it's like a pull on it. And it's the most painful.
Oh, boy.
That's selling me on the IUD.
Yeah, well, I'm all set.
They say like it's impossible to hit, but like, it's not impossible.
I don't know. Yeah. And there are different configurations.
It's like a challenge to some men over here.
If you do enough weird things, eventually.
And maybe someone can explain this to me, but I've known people who have them, and I can't tell. I've known people who have them, and I can tell.
Yeah,
so I don't know what the difference is. I think it has to do with how long the doctor leaves the
string.
Yeah. I think sometimes they can cut it right at the top, and I think sometimes they leave it long. I don't know why.
Yeah.
And like distance of, you know, the canal differs. I mean,
yeah,
that's true.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, sometimes it's very obvious and sometimes it's not. Yeah, these are things
sorry,
you don't have
Jason.
To worry about, Jason.
That sounds really painful and awful. I'm
like,
sorry.
Imagine
Fred's hidden every time. You know Fred's hidden every time.
Oh,
my
God.
Oh, my goodness.
There's the Rufio I love. The one who's pumping me up all the time. yeah, Jason Love on TikTok, guys. I got quick story time. I love this guy. I don't even know what he's talking about half the time, but he's very entertaining. That must have been someone. And the guy must have made a ton of money because he talks about the millions that he made doing porn. I'm like, I didn't realize you could make money like that.
Fred, have you ever tried a move that you've seen in porn?
I'm sure, but I will say that of all of my imperfections, one is that I don't try and duplicate what I see. I don't think that's a realistic expectation for everyday life. I think a lot of times I look at that stuff and say, how could the woman possibly enjoy that? You know, I feel like a lot of heterosexual porn is intended to arouse men, and the way that it's intended to arouse men is by pounding on these girls, and I don't, in my experience, find that that's effective.
Right.
Because believe it or not, I take most of my satisfaction from the idea that what I'm doing is working. Like, I'm a pleaser. Like, I would get nothing from an experience where I only got something and the person I don't think enjoyed it. I would get nothing from that. Mm-hmm. I would feel bad about that.
Can a girl ever be too sexual, like, for you?
No, but I think it's possible that a woman, you know, I mean, look, I'm...
Or a woman, sorry.
No.
Oh, yeah,
make sure. I know what you meant. I wasn't correcting you, but I...
A full-grown adult woman.
I mean, woman that's of age.
Rufio and I are about the same age. I can tell you that I think that female drive increases in late 30s into 40s, and it seems to go up from there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think our drive kind of plateaus or even maybe goes down.
True.
And so what would have once made me satisfied and what makes me satisfied now are two different things. And so I think sometimes I meet women who want more than I need, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like when I was 20, it was put it everywhere all the time. It's like I just couldn't get enough. And now I'm satisfied with much less. And I find that women are satisfied. Women my age and older want more. And I think it can cause a problem because, you know, it's like, well, why don't you want to do it more, are you not into me or whatever? It's like, no, it's not low T. I don't think I have a medical issue, but I don't know. It's just, it's not what it was when I was 25. I'll put it that way. So too sexual, no, but more sexual than me, yeah, it happens. Like, I'm good with a couple great sessions a week. I'd be sweet with that. Like, boom. Because sometimes, like, I want to go to bed. Because if I'm staying up late fucking, and I know that I have to get up at 4:30, like, I can't really enjoy myself the same way because I'm going to pay for it tomorrow. And that's the way I start to think now in my old age, yes?
Do you have a go-to position? What is your position of choice?
Oh, come on.
What?
Why do you have to ask that?
What's wrong with that question?
Now we have to hear the answer.
People want to know.
We need to know.
I like being on the bottom because I can see everything. I like seeing. And it tends to work.
Well, that was safe. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I said, trust me.
What's wrong with that question?
I wanted more.
Because it could go so south.
Why?
It could go so south.
I think I'm pretty normal, but I hope that I'm effective in that regard. You're not going to see me doing too much acrobatic stuff because I'm not coordinated enough to do it.
That's a sight to see.
I'm not. I'm 6'5", and I'm gumbo. I have no coordination. I mean, I would hurt myself
that's
trying to do something.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm telling you. But I'm all about effectiveness. That's it. That's all I'm after. Like, if you, that's all I want. You got to be happy. If you're happy, then I'm good.
You're not into the, like, the showmanship, the pizzazz.
The pizzazz.
I'm not a pizzazz guy. No, I'll admit it. But you know what? I don't know. People don't. My whole feeling about what I used to think women wanted is different now.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I got it right, but in my 20s, I thought that it was length, amount of time. I thought it was intensity. I thought it was like all the different positions and just, you know, banging it out. Mm-hmm. I guess I've learned, I believe in my, you know, elder age, that it is not necessarily about all those things. Like, if you can get the job done quickly, most people are okay if as long as you actually got the job done.
Not Caitlin. She needs a full 60 minutes.
Hey,
but
good
I don't,
for you.
But I want it to be, like, fun. Like, I don't, like, I don't look at a session in length and think that makes it good. That's not what I look for, but I genuinely enjoy it, so I would like it to go on for quite some time. But it's
I used to be so worried about going early. Like, that was the worst thing that could happen to me.
That wouldn't bother me if a guy went early at all.
Yeah, no, that used to be like, I was, all that two pump chump thing, like that was the worst thing that could happen.
I mean, we would have to do it again.
Right.
But.
Right. But see, now, if I'm that turned on, amen. I.
You're like, oh shit.
Yeah. No, I'm happy.
Good
I'll be
for
like,
me.
If you, whatever is going on, it's that exciting for me. Hello, and we'll just do it again. But like,
maybe
thank
you
for that.
Maybe you need to switch it up. Like, you say you're not trying new stuff. Maybe you need to try new stuff, and then you'll get more excited.
Yeah.
Maybe so.
You know?
Maybe so.
Add a trick to your bag, you know?
How many tricks do you have in your bag? Do you have a box?
I guess, you know, the other thing is I don't stay with people, or they don't stay with me long enough to really start to have to get creative.
Right. But isn't it fun to get creative?
No, it is. I'm just saying, like, I guess I haven't gotten to that point because I don't have a lot of relationship experience. But I think that people would complain about a lot of other things about me before they would complain about the sex. I think
I'm not saying you're bad, but I'm saying don't excite you in that way, like, maybe you got to try a little something.
Yeah, stop being boring and uninteresting, Fred. Oh,
no. Really? This is coming from the guy whose wife says he's boring.
Literally. You are no one to
Your wife actually called the radio and said that you are not
we
good in bed,
that.
Really. So,
oh,
so,
my goodness.
She's a wild child. And
God bless
it.
You, man. No, yeah. I love you for it because she's amazing. And so if you can keep her and you're boring in bed, then God bless you. Yes. Yeah. Yes, Rufio. Yes. Okay.
Have you thought any more about taking Viagra, Fred?
Again, I don't know. I would have to talk to
a
doctor about it.
If you get a prescription, let me know.
No, I would actually, like, I have to go to the doctor for a physical, and I'm going to ask about it.
Buy some off of you.
Because I don't.
I will black market that Viagra.
Because I don't need it yet, and so I don't want to be screwing around with it if the guy's like, yeah, you could actually, like, hurt yourself. Or your heart's, you know, whatever, your blood pressure's already too high, or whatever it is.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I forgot about your blood pressure.
I'm not a doctor. Don't take advice from
I have
me.
Good, like, right now, my blood pressure would be fine. I walk in that doctor's office, no joke, white coat syndrome. It's like 4,000 over 4,000 million. It's unbelievable. Like, it's so high that the nurses are even like, I don't think that's right. I'm like, no, it's right. But then I'll go home at like 3 in the afternoon, and I'll just put, I have one at home, and I'll put it on and push the button, and it will be normal.
Yeah.
So
that's so weird.
That was me at the vaccine appointment.
Yeah.
That's going to be me in about 3 hours. Yeah. Oh.
My first
maybe
Rona
the two
test,
you should go
he
together.
Put the oxygen thing on my finger and he was like, are you nervous? And I'm like, yeah, why? And he's like, your heart rate is insane. Now I'm like, oh, stick it up there. Let's go.
Right.
You know, I'm
stick it up there. Yeah, let's
my nose.
Go.
That's what she said. Yeah. That's
and then I tell him which nostril I want, which angle to hit
oh,
it.
Wow.
Like, I've gotten so
Hell
many
yeah.
damn Corona
wow.
tests at this point.
This is the dirtiest one we've done.
It's
oh,
my
no.
Nose.
This is, no, there's way dirtier.
She's got her specific doctor now.
Oh my God, ask Angie, I fell in love with the first doctor. I was like, he was so gentle. She's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Well, this may be our last broadcast together after Jason and I go get the Rona number two vaccine.
Like
so
you'll be
real,
fine.
Guys. It's been nice.
Why?
It's been real.
It's the right thing to do. It's the responsible thing to do. I support the vaccine. I understand that there are side effects, but it remains to be seen how we're going to react because we've heard some people say, my parents, nothing happened. Nothing.
Yep.
Their arm was sore for like
Same
a day.
With my parents, yeah.
And then on the other end of the spectrum, the person who cuts my hair said yesterday she was in bed and could not move for 5 days.
Yeah, my mom had to leave work. She had a headache. So I feel like that's biological. Like, we're going to react
no,
the same.
No, you guys, if you go into it thinking that, then you're going to have a bad
psychosomatic.
Trip.
Psychosomatic.
No, I'm not going into it. I mean, I have to do it. Like, I have to do it. It's.
But just know, already know. Try to convince yourself that it's going to be just fine. And then it will.
I'm sure it will be fun.
Get your big meal, Fred. Get your big meal.
Get yourself a nice breakfast burrito.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. I may have to go do that. I haven't been eating those lately. But shout out to
your tummy.
Dahlia. I feel bad. And Martin. I haven't been going down there because I was gaining weight eating 4-pound breakfast burritos every single day during coronavirus. Like, almost every single day. Good. And every day I go down the escalator. Literally from the bottom of the escalator to Vista, which is one of the only places in the building that's open, is probably 150 feet. And I would be convinced at the bottom of the elevator that I was going to keep walking to the parking garage and not make the left. And somehow between the end of the escalator and where the escalator is for the parking garage, I could convince myself to make the left turn and right. And before I knew it, I had a 4-pound burrito in my face. I don't know what happened. I'm like, I'm going to go home and eat a banana. Like, I'm good. I'm so set. I'm going to lose all this weight. Left turn. Yeah, I'll have a Coke and an 8-pound burrito, and I'll take another one for lunch later.
Lord.
Yeah. I don't have much discipline with food these days. I don't know what happened to me. I was doing so well. And then April, the militant trainer, moved to Atlanta. And so now not only can she not train me, but I also won't run into her. So now it's like, yeah, I'll take 2 4-pound burritos. I don't give a shit.
Oh, yeah.
But she got me going on some other trainer now, so we're getting back in the game.
Oh, you got a new trainer?
Yeah, well, I'm interviewing trainers.
What?
I got to work out with different ones and see.
How does that interview go?
Well, because if I don't like the person or if they don't like me or if we don't mesh, I won't go. It just so happened that April and I became very close friends. Like, I really, like, she was a great trainer and she was also, like, therapeutic. We talked during the stuff and she knew how to, like, talk to me in a way that kept me motivated and whatever else. I've had other trainers who I don't know. I didn't feel invested or whatever. Same with therapy. I feel like it's the same way. Like, my therapist and I, we vibe, but if I didn't, I wouldn't want to go. And so I wouldn't go. So anyway, I got to work out with like 2 or 3 people, and then I'll make the announcement of who won the
the
job.
Bachelorette,
what
but
are you,
for
LeBron
trainers?
James? You're taking your talents somewhere?
Yeah, I'm going to take my talents to whoever, you know, makes me feel good about myself while my fat ass runs around the gym. No, it's not good. It's really, it's not good. And then I ate, what did I eat last night? That Cold Stone. And it's delicious. But I had a chicken breast before that. So balanced. I was very balanced. You know, I ate a very sensible meal for dinner, which would have been great to just go to bed then. But no. No.
It.
Got to pound like 1,100 calories in that ice cream and then go to bed. So that was the
there
right
you
thing.
Go.
Mood. I'm proud of you.
That was the right thing to do. All right, guys. Another tangent in the books. For those of you who love these, thanks for being patient. We don't always do them as often as we should, but there you go. And maybe we'll start making more videos, too. We just need notice. You know, people like the in-studio videos. We just need to know so I don't wear the same shirt in every video. And other people here would like to put makeup on, which is, I don't think that's necessary. I don't think anyone cares about that,
well,
honestly.
Nobody asked you.
Well, I'm saying that I don't think that that is a big deal.
It makes me feel better about myself.
But you guys look pretty right now.
Well, you know, listen, whatever makes me feel good, I'm going to do.
Yeah, I'm just saying we don't need a full face for an in-studio.
I sure do.
No, you don't.
I sure do.
You don't. You don't need it,
I
in
need
your
it.
Words.
Oh, I need
You do
makeup.
Need another sweatshirt, though, Fred.
No, what I need is another shirt. I'm just going to start bringing a second shirt because I like this. It's comfortable. I like this one. But I swear, people are either going to think we make all the videos in one day and then we take a month off, or they're going to think I only have one shirt, poor Fred. Can't afford another shirt. No, I have 50 shirts
He's
in my closet.
He's spending all of his money on personal trainer auditions. He can't afford another shirt right now.
That would be money well spent. Instead, I'm spending it on Cold Stone Creamery.
Where'd you even find one?
I don't know. It's on Postmates. I don't even know where it is. Wow. I don't even walk my ass 2 miles to get it. Least I could do is walk my ass 2 miles to go get it. Nope, I Postmate that shit.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So like and comment. I guess you can like and follow and subscribe. I don't know what you can do. Just do all that
subscribe
stuff.
Subscribe for more.
Yeah, yay. Double
smash,
click.
Smash
double,
that like button.
Smash that like button.
Wipe out.
Actually, don't, because we'll get 13 likes and I'll be feeling bad about myself. So. Have a good day, everybody.